Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey, what's going on? I'm Ellis Williams, and you're listening to a special Headlines Edition of the Orange and Brown Talk podcast. Here's the latest happening with the Cleveland Browns. Jadeveon Clowney is officially a member of the Cleveland Browns. The Browns now have bookend former number one picks who are both aiming for Defensive Player of the Year honors. Myles Garrett was on track to win the award the past 2 years before excruciating circumstances intervened. And now, new Browns defensive end Jadeveon Clowney, the number one pick in 2014, feels he's capable of it. Clowney said it during his introductory Zoom call on Wednesday, quote, "With my potential and the way I play the game, if I can stay healthy, yeah, I shouldn't be far away from being Defensive Player of the Year. I think I have that potential. I think I can do it." So can he and Garrett be first team All-Pro in 2020 and push each other towards the coveted award? Clowney said, quote, "Yeah, at least for all pro, I know that. 1-2, something like that." The Browns signed Clowney on Wednesday, a deal worth $8 million plus $2 million more in incentives. Clowney is 28 years old and is out to prove he's still worthy of that number one overall status despite notching only 3 sacks in his last 2 seasons over the span of 21 games. He had 0 sacks in 8 starts in Tennessee last season, but was suffering from a torn meniscus long before and shut it down during the final 7 games and underwent surgery. Still, through 10 weeks, he was tied for 9th in the NFL with 22 pressures, same as Bud Dupree, Joey Bosa, and TJ Watt, and only 2 fewer than Garrett. Clowney continues saying, quote, "I'm glad I stopped when I did and it didn't get worse. I feel great now. I'm looking forward to proving these guys that I'm back and healthy and can still dominate this league." In bringing in Jadeveon Clowney, it meant the Browns were not done making moves, and on Friday, they terminated the contract of defensive tackle Sheldon Richardson, which will save the team about $12 million. Richardson said farewell to the fans on his Instagram account, posting a photo of himself in his 98 jersey, saying, quote, "It was just starting to feel like home. Dog pound, I had a great time. Till next time." Richardson lasted 2 seasons here in Cleveland after spending 1 year in Seattle in 2017 and 1 in Minnesota in 2018. Prior to that, he played 4 seasons with the Jets, who drafted him 13th overall in 2013. The Browns had just under $11 million in cap space after signing Clowney. Clowney counts only $4 million against the cap this season because of the way the contract is structured, but the Browns were still running short on space considering they need to allot about $9 million for their rookie pool. It means the Browns will have 2 new starting defensive tackles as Larry Ogunjobi left in free agency and now Richardson is gone. But the Browns have 10-year veteran Malik Jackson, former Bengals defensive tackle Andrew Billings, and rookie Jordan Elliott on the roster to go along with Tack McKinley at end and both Myles Garrett and Jadeveon Clowney. It's a changing group, but the Browns feel they've improved in that area after bringing in Clowney and Malik Jackson and the departure of Ogunjobi and Sheldon Richardson. Browns players announced that they'll join those from other NFL teams in skipping in-person voluntary workouts amid the pandemic. Led by starting center and NFLPA president J.C. Treader, Browns players have joined a growing list of those from the NFL to announce they'll boycott in-person voluntary workouts, which are set to begin on Monday. Players from the Broncos, Seahawks, Bucks, Lions, and Raiders all sent out statements through the NFLPA that they've collectively decided to skip OTAs and voluntary mini camps out of an abundance of caution due to the coronavirus pandemic. The Bears and Patriots also join that list. It remains to be seen what the offseason will look like for the NFL, if it'll be all virtual again like a year ago, or a mixture. But as of this week, Browns players will not be at the in-person voluntary workouts. That's the latest going on with the Cleveland Browns. I'm Ellis Williams. Don't forget to listen to the Orange and Brown Talk podcast featuring myself, Mary Kay Cabot, Scott Patsko, Dan Lobby, and Doug Lea Maurice at cleveland.com/podcasts or on your favorite podcast catcher.